Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned.
There's a lot of energy moving through my body that I feel called to share with you in forms of words and wisdom and reframes. So let's start. In yesterday's womb healing ceremony that I guided in a retreat as a guest facilitator, I was sharing all these different wisdom nuggets, how there is an innate divineness, sacredness moving through our body. We are the divine. And when we can allow ourselves to receive and feel the energy moving through our body, when we can allow ourselves to feel and move with the emotions moving through our body and not label any emotion as good or bad, we allow this circulation to happen, right? And so when we can allow energy to move through us, emotions to move through us, and to not label any part of our mind, our body, our spirit, our soul as good or bad, it's so much easier for us to shift and transform and evolve. But as long as we are identifying with our thoughts, emotions, or any part of us, we are putting ourselves into boxes. As long as we are labeling things as good or bad, we are putting ourselves into boxes and we are not seeing ourselves and life from this bigger viewpoint. With all our desires, whether it's for more clothes, new shoes, more money, a new relationship, all our desires, really what is happening behind it? Why do you really want that desire? The more you dive into all those spiritual lineages and really confront yourself with it and do the practices and submerge and immerse yourself into this world, what we really want is to feel. We want to feel love. We want to feel connected. We want to feel alive. We want to feel. The reason why we get so excited about this new handbag or more money or a new partner is because we feel. When we're in love, we're feeling that beautiful sensation of being in love and those butterflies. We want to feel, and it's beautiful and important that we move towards our goals and dreams and in physical life implement strategies and take the next steps. It's incredibly important as well. And what if you can allow yourself to feel before? What if you don't have to wait until life gives you the circumstances which force you to feel? What if you can feel first? What if you can allow yourself to actually feel the energy, God, the universe, the divine, actually feel the divine moving through you? Our parents love us so much because they see the divine sacredness inside of us. And what if we can also see ourselves as this sacred, beautiful, perfect being? Not perfect in the sense that you never make mistakes, but perfect in the sense that you are a part of the divine and you're meant to be loved and honored. You are not meant to make yourself wrong. You're not meant to constantly criticize yourself in your mind. You are not meant to pick on yourself and make yourself so small and so perfect that hopefully at some point in the future, you will be able to love yourself. No, what if you can actually start to confront yourself and be with yourself, breathe into your body, breathe into your spirit, breathe into your soul, and actually start connecting with yourself now? A new boyfriend, more money, a new job, that's not going to give you feeling happy. More likes on social media or instantly becoming famous for being the best at whatever you do, that's not going to give you the internal fulfillment that we are looking for. We're going to receive that by feeling and connecting with ourselves and confronting ourselves and actually feeling, remembering, feeling the proof that we are divine. We are part of the divine. This is not outside of us. The ceremony yesterday was just so incredibly divine and powerful. I mean, all of the women cried and released so much emotionally, energetically, and somatically. And I was sharing with them that I have my certification where I teach them this exact ceremony so that they can teach this exact ceremony. This is the 5-step womb healing ceremony that I created myself because I was feeling all the self-doubt, the deep-rooted shame, sexual trauma, just so many things. And I took different methodologies, combined them, and created this ceremony because this has been one of the most effective ceremonies that I do with myself and with my clients and in their retreats. And so I was sharing with them that in the certification, they can learn how to share this exact ceremony. And even more importantly, in the certification, I am teaching the students how to learn the wisdom and embody the wisdom and become a master of working with the body, and yes, become a master of working with Tantra, Kundalini, somatic healing. And more importantly is that I'm training you to take all these things and combine them with your wisdom. Maybe you're an astrologer or a tarot reader, or you work in medicine, or maybe you're a Pilates teacher. What if you would take the wisdom of somatic healing, Tantra, feminine embodiment, and combine your unique stories, your unique experience, your wisdom, and create it together? Because what we need in the world is not more of me. We don't need copycat. We need more all of us be individual and be unique and be in our power and live according to our essence and fully live it and share it, because that's how we thrive as a community. That's how we thrive in the world. I mean, the world is a community, a big, huge human community. And so I was sharing yesterday, I'm not a cook. I have only cooked dinner for Brian and me once in our 5.5 year relationship. That was this year. So I'm not a cook. In the retreats, I hire the best cooks and I love to hire them. I love to hire photographers because I'm not the best photographer. So I don't need to be good or great or perfect in everything. I need to embody and live according to my essence and my soul and build and cultivate the skills that make me the best at what I do so I can share it with more people. But we need to release this idea that we need to be everything for everyone. What if being yourself and living according to your essence and your soul was enough? What if you didn't have to compensate and would need to like know everything and be everything? What if just being yourself, but actually being yourself and not hiding yourself, what if that was enough? What if fully being yourself with no limitations, with not hiding yourself, what if that was enough? And combine that with deeply loving yourself, because when you combine that with loving yourself, you're a superpower, because you are not needing other people, you are choosing other people, and then any collaboration, friendships, romance, or in career, any collaboration is based on both sides or all sides wanting the other side to thrive.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.